Hello, everyone out there in the U.S. and also international. This is Jacqueline Norman, and I will be talking to you about today. Why do they advertise cigarettes in most and majority of Black communities? Then they advertise education. This is something that has been on my mind for a long time. It's kind of weird because you would think that, you know, they always talk about how you should be eating healthy and, you know, your mental, this and that. But it's crazy how in Black communities, if you notice, in the convenience stores, the corner stores, they advertise cigarettes. I mean, it's so many, like, different types of cigarettes and alcohol. But they don't do that same thing for education in the Black community. I think it's a problem. I think it's been a problem. Even when I was younger, I used to notice it. Like, why is it that in Black communities and Black areas where a lot of Black people, they advertise so much of cigarettes and alcohol? You know, it's like this world these days, it's like so many things are aimed to attack Black people. And I really feel that it's a problem, and that problem needs to stop. I think when it comes to cigarette smoking, it is all in your mind. It is all in your mind. Some people can't stop smoking cigarettes because whatever they put the chemicals that's in it, I don't know. And I feel that the cigarettes that makes billions and trillions of dollars is Newports. It's something in those cigarettes, I'm telling you, that Black people, mainly Black people, that's all they buy. Either Black, Newports, Blacks, like Black and Miles. It's not a cigarette, it's a cigar, but still, it's nicotine in it. And it's crazy how all these things, when you turn on the back of it, it tells you how they can, how you can get throat cancer and oral cancer, just cancer period, lung cancer from these things that people smoke. And it's kind of crazy because it's like, dang, like, you know, I understand that. It just makes me think that I know we as Black people are very powerful if things are set like that, like in our neighborhoods, you know. And this is not in every neighborhood. I'm just going off experience in neighborhoods that I've been in from younger to now, certain things I've experienced, certain things I see. So I don't know about every state, but I know for a fact in most Black communities, especially in like the city part, they advertise cigarettes and alcohol like they should advertise education. And see, they don't talk about all this education and the good things that us Black people do. It's always the bad things. They always, you know, and it's crazy. Because it's crazy, you know. This world, it doesn't make any sense. But I feel that what needs to happen and what needs to change is, it's just, I'm telling you, it's crazy. I'm not even going to say just cigarettes. Cigarettes, and let me repeat this again, cigarettes, alcohol, and when you go into these convenience stores, they have all this junk food that has all this sugar in it, all the salt, and all this stuff can kill you. You hear me? I mean, and it's just sad that, you know, because, you know, it's a lot of Black people out there that don't, they're hard-headed. They don't want to listen and stuff like that. Like I said, this is my best advice is to try to detox every other week your body and stuff like that, because all these things that cigarettes causes mucus in your body, and it causes mucus in your lungs. You hear me? You know, not only that, this stuff is causing cancer, all this stuff, but they still sell it. And these people are still making money off Black people. But yet, we get talked about, we get followed in the stores and all these other things. It's just crazy. And I really want whoever is listening to this podcast to think about it. Maybe pass this podcast around. Or if you know somebody, let them listen to it. Because I guaranteed you, you're going to be agreeing with me when it comes to cigarette, alcohol, and sugars and sweets. You hear me? It's just, it's crazy. We got to change, people. And like I said, I know with that one change, it starts with me, then with others. You know, because I'm telling you, the lifestyle is just crazy. I don't like how they do that. But if you go in a white community area where it's more people, more wealthier people, you don't see all that stuff. You don't see them advertising cigarettes and all the junk and stuff like that. You see a lot of healthy stores. Most likely the healthy stores, they're expensive. So they make it where people can't afford to buy the healthier things to keep their body healthy. The things that are bad for us, they're so cheap. So, and when somebody doesn't have, oh, let me see, I only have $10. All I can get is these chips, these cigarettes, that little bit of shot. You know, it's crazy. But somewhere, I feel that it will be a change. But I'm telling you, it starts with the little ones growing up. Because like I said, they're our future now. So it's like you have to start teaching your kids certain things. So hopefully, when they get older, they can make the decision, oh no, I don't want to smoke cigarettes. I want to drink. You know, I'd rather go get me an education, do what I need to do, save my money, invest my money, and do what I need to do instead of having to, you know, because like I said, most people that smoke cigarettes, when they're smoking, it's either their nerves is bad, something dealing with their nervous, their mental, their how they think, stuff like that. They might be going through stuff, and it might be hereditary. So, but I want to end this segment of talking about this in this podcast is that we have to change, and change starts with you first, with me first, and then others or whoever's listening. You first, listening, and then being obedient and have self-discipline, my bad. And just changing your mindset of certain things. You hear me? Instead of going into these stores and buying all the sugar and something, buy something healthy if you see it. The most healthiest thing, because I'm telling you, when you go in these convenience stores, that's all you see. Cigarettes, sweets, alcohol. In black communities. So wake up, people. You know, gotta get it together. And that's it. It was Jacqueline Norman. Hope everybody has a blessed day.